This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection. Welcome to episode 127 of A Sonic Youth. This week we're looking at Washington-based indie band Chastity Belt, and at the end of the show we'll look at a great new release from Niger-based musician Emdu Mokhtar. The show's opening track was Chastity Belt, aka Chazzy Belt, with Time to Go Home from their 2015 album of the same name. Before we look into the band further, here's their most well-known I think their best song. This is Different Now. Listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Chastity Belt with Different Now. I really love that song. It's so catchy, and it has that sound that evokes, for me at least, hazy summer afternoons. Chastity Belt formed in 2010 in the relatively small city of Walla Walla in Washington State. Its members are lead vocalist and guitarist Julia Shapiro, lead guitarist Lydia Lund, bassist Annie Truscott, and drummer Gretchen Grimm. They met while attending the local Whitman College. Shapiro is also lead singer in fellow all-female Washington-based band Childbirth. Chastity Belt released their first two EPs in 2012, and their debut album, the excellently named No Regrets, in 2013. They followed that up with the excellent Time to Go Home in 2015, and then the much-acclaimed I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone in 2017. That's where you'll find that previous track, Different Now. It opens that record. Their fourth LP was the dreamier self-titled Chastity Belt. Following that record release, they toured with an absolute favourite of mine, Kurt Vile. Kurt's involvement was how I first heard of this band. Kurt himself was introduced to Chastity Belt by his rock and roll sister and collaborator Courtney Barnett, and is a massive fan of the band. Both Kurt and Courtney teamed up with Chastity Belt last year to release remakes of two songs. Kurt lends his voice to a version of This Time of Night, and Courtney sings on a great version of Different Now, so so definitely check those two out. Tracy Bell also features on Kurt's 2022 record Watch My Moves, most obviously on the song Kurt wrote about them, Chazzy Don't Mind. Here's a bit of that song, which is pretty hazy, even for Kurt's standards.
That teapot sings in a beautiful falsetto, and I don't mind.
Chazzy Bell is one of those bands that just embodies modern indiness. They take themselves just seriously enough, and they have fun, and create fun music. That fun can be seen in some of their great song names, like Nip Slip, Giant Vagina, and Pussy Weed Bear from their first album. Their more recent albums definitely have some more serious lyrical themes. They generally look into feminism and femininity, sometimes taking a positive approach, such as in the song Cool Slut, and sometimes taking a more reflective look into gender norms. Here's another favourite song, one with less veiled lyrical themes. This is Drone.
Thank you.
Gray. This is A Sonic Youth, and that was Chastity Belt with Drone. Chatty Belt is now back, with a new album announcement and a stream of new singles. The album's named Live Laugh Love, due for release at the end of this month. Tracks Hollow, I-90 Bridge, and Chemtrails have been released so far. I want to play the most recent of those three, Chemtrails, which started off as a jam while they were on tour. That was Chatty Belt with Chemtrails. Next I want to play a new single from Mdou Mokhtar. From Agadez, Niger, Mdou Mokhtar is the stage name of Mahamadou Soleimane. Mokhtar grew up listening to the talented guitarist his country has produced for decades. His highly religious family didn't approve of electronic music, but that wouldn't stop him. He made his first guitar from a box and a bike's brake cable, and from there it was all on. Mokhtar's first album was 2008's Anna. And, well, don't listen to it. The first proper Mdou Mokhtar album was 2013's relatively folky Afilan. It was the three albums that followed which really cemented the sound of Mdou Mokhtar. Mdou, along with his great band, play some of the most exciting guitar-forward funky rock and roll you'll hear outside of original Zamrock. Mdou and the band's other guitarists, Amudu Madasane, are incredible. They're especially great live, and it's live that you notice these guys are pretty much playing the equivalent of guitar solos, all song, every song. Their last record was the excellent Afrika Victim, released in 2021. Now they're back, with a new record named Funeral for Justice. Here's the recently released title track. With Funeral for Justice. Next week on A Sonic Youth, we have more cool new releases from Jade Bird and Jess Locke. To see us off, here's one more song from Jazzy Belt. This is I Don't Care.
Oh,
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.